Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? A very busy weekend. Yes. We're going to preview most of the weekend on tomorrow's show with Lance Storm. But today I'm going solo. We got a lot of news and a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Last night was AEW Dynamite. And tonight is Collision. It's the go-home Collision tonight. And we got two matches, I believe, announced for the show. And we'll go over that and all of the rest of the shows coming up this weekend. And plenty of news. Because there is plenty of news, including new match announced for Saturday night's main event. And we'll give you that coming up here. They now four matches announced for that show on a very, very busy Saturday. We've got another WWE AEW head-to-head. If you're one of my subscribers on X, talked about this a couple of days ago. It is now official. We've got another head-to-head battle. That's coming off the week here where they're doing a head-to-head battle. And it didn't seem to help WWE all that much, and it didn't seem to hurt AEW all that much. So we'll talk about that. Plus, more updates on Evolution and Darby Allin and some post-July 4th ratings. And, of course, as noted, the Dynamite report as well. We should have time for your feedback as well. If you want to text us, the phone number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, $10 cameos. You should grab one. They're a lot of fun. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got a lot to talk about here today, and I want to mention those of you listening along free on Sports Byline, TuneIn, YouTube. It's a busy weekend, and you should sign up to get all the podcasts, because Saturday alone, I'm doing four shows, and Sunday I'm doing two shows. Six podcasts in 2 days. We're going to do the Brian and Vinny show after all of the shows on Saturday. That is All In and the Great American Bash and Saturday night's main event. And I'm doing a show with Dave later in the evening as well. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to. We're going to do our best. And then Sunday, I'll be doing a show with Vinny and Craig after the Evolution show, and another show with Dave, I presume, after the Evolution show. So you can sign up today at fwonline.com/new. That's the full site, and you can get half off if you've never subscribed. That's fwonline.com/new. And we've also got Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and you can find those easily by just putting it after FWO Online. So fwonline.com/Spotify, fwonline.com/YouTube, fwonline.com/Apple. And if you sign up, and you take your receipt and you send it to shoutout@wrestlingobserver.com, I will give you a shout-out on one of the many Brian and Vinny shows, just like we did back in 2005. You want a shout-out? Send it to me, shoutout@wrestlingobserver.com, and I will give you a big plug on the show. 20 words or less. I think it's 25, 30 words or less. If it's like this long, I'm not going to read it. So 25 words or less, something like that. You don't need to do a long shout out. But send it to me, shoutout@wrestlingobserver.com. We'll get into the lineups here in a while. But it continues. The strategy of WWE and NXT premium live events going head-to-head or on the same day as AEW pay-per-views will continue in August, according to WrestleVotes on Thursday. And actually, I talked about this to my ex-subscribers a couple of days ago. And if you're not an ex-subscriber, now's also a good time, because there's going to be a lot of stuff up for my subscribers on X all weekend. So I would sign up for that as well. But the NXT Heatwave live event will air on the same day as Forbidden Door, which is Sunday, August 24th. So at least no one can screw up the day. It is Sunday and not Saturday this time. And WWE has not yet announced the show, but I was pretty much told it's happening again. And listen, this is what they're going to do. And maybe at some point, if it continues to not be all that effective, they won't do it. But, you know, till then, they're going to do it. So what do I mean by not effective? Well, I mean, we got a bunch of WWE shows. And, I mean, they're all doing fine. But, you know, they're not lighting the world on fire. So Saturday night's main event, these are all of a couple of days ago. Saturday night's main event still has 2,000 tickets out in Atlanta for the retirement of Goldberg. It's set up for almost 13,000, and they're at about 11,000. So they have not sold that show out yet. The Evolution show, which is on Sunday, is really not doing well. They've only sold 4,800 tickets, and they're set up for over 6,500. So about 1,500 tickets remaining, and that is for an all-women's show. So, I mean, there's a lot that can be said about this. I mean, everybody talks about women's wrestling and wanting to support women's wrestling. Well, if you want women's wrestling, like, you need to watch this show and you need to buy tickets for this show. Because that is not the kind of numbers where WWE is going to be wanting to do this on a regular basis. 4,800 tickets for a PLE on Sunday. And then the NXT show, which they're running at Center Stage, I think that's set up for... Center Stage is not very big. And we're talking like maybe 750 people in that building. And there's still over 150 tickets left, last I checked. They haven't even sold 750. Now, granted, the tickets are expensive. But still, I mean, it's not that many tickets. I mean, you can say the tickets are expensive, but take any WWE event and, you know, look at the most expensive 1,000, 2,000 tickets. They're a lot of money. So those tickets should be gone. And All In, which is the one that's supposed to be affected, I mean, they're currently at, this was as of a couple of days ago, 22,257. And they're probably going to end up 24,000, 25,000 people. So it's not like all of these WWE events have drastically hurt AEW. I mean, I don't expect, especially nowadays, I mean, are people really not going to buy a pay-per-view they want to buy because there's also a WWE show that they want to watch that's a PLE that you can watch at any time? I mean, I think that, you know, WWE ran a whole bunch of events and they're not doing gangbuster numbers on those events and it hasn't hurt AEW. So I don't know the point other than that's just what they do, but that's what they do and that's what they're going to continue to do. Yes, Evolution is going head-to-head with a Beyonce show. There's a lot going on, but, I mean, every show is going head-to-head with all sorts of things. If you want to go to the show, when's the last time we had a women's Evolution show, okay? I mean, yeah, you could choose the Beyonce shows. Many people have, but, I mean, there's a lot of wrestling fans in the city. There's a lot of wrestling fans all over the world, and it should be doing better than 4,800 fans. That's just how it is. Also, Saraya did an interview with Chris Van Vliet, and she did say, I'm a free agent. I could pop up anywhere. My contract is done. And I want to make it very clear, I am not reporting that Saraya is going to be at Evolution, okay? I am not reporting that. But I can report this, and that is that if she is, you're not going to know until she's there. They're not going to announce it if it's happening. She's not going to announce it if it's happening. She will publicly say they haven't talked to her, even if they had, until it happens. And I do know that there are a lot of women that have been contacted That is, it has not come out yet, and there will be surprises at the Evolution show. So, am I reporting that she's going to be there? No. Do I think, as a fan, deep down, there's a good chance she's going to be there? Yes. So I guess we'll find out on Sunday what ends up happening with that Evolution show. The lineup thus far, it looks like it should be a pretty great show. We've got Io Sky and Rhea Ripley for the Women's World title, Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus for the WWE Women's title, JC Jane versus Jordynne Grace for the NXT Women's title, Becky versus Bayley versus Lyra in a three-way for the Intercontinental title, Raquel and Roxanne versus Charlotte and Alexa, Asuka and Kairi, and Sol Ruk and Zarya in a four-way, Jade Cargill versus Naomi, no holds barred, and the Battle Royal for a title shot in Paris, which has announced, and there will be more, Nikki Bella, Stephanie, Natty, Maxine, Naya, Ivy, Zelina, Julia, Lash, Izzy Dame, Tatum, Kalani, Lola, and Jada Parker, with more to show up. So we're going to head to a break. When we come back, more news, and we'll take your text messages, and then we'll get into the Dynamite Go Home Show report as well. So stick around, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got a lot to talk about here today. So, a couple of ratings notes. CW, NXT on the CW, 695,000 viewers up 11%, and a 0.16 in 18 to 49 up 7%. How depressing. That show sucked. But what can you do? So, I mean, it sucked bad enough that people there also thought it sucked. Sometimes I think people suck and I get out and they argue with me. Not this time. They're like, yeah, it sucked. Saturday Night's Collision, episode 100, which actually was the best collision in months, ended up doing 310,000, up 8%, and 0.10, which is up 25% from last Thursday's airing. Collision's always going to have a problem because, AW fans consider it the B show. And also, I mean, they're always bouncing. It's on this time, it's on that time, it's at this hour, it's at that hour. And it's hard to be a consistent viewer unless you are a sicko. And the show is tonight, not Saturday, obviously, because the pay-per-view is Saturday. So tonight we've got Mystico and the Beast Mortos, which should be incredible. And FTR and the Patriarchy versus Jet Speed and the Outrunners, which should also be great. So I think a night of good action and probably setting up some matches for, the all-in pre-show. But not sure what else they'll add. We got 8 matches for the main show, so they could add a match or two for the main show. And also some pre-show matches. Like, Big Boom AJ is going to face somebody from the Don Callis family. You know, probably not Takeshita would be my guess, but you never know. That the AW All-In card has Moxley versus Hangman, Texas Death, Tony Storm and Mercedes for the Women's World title, Okada and Kenny Omega in a winner-take-all match for the Unified title, which will probably, as Tony Khan noted, yes, they're not retiring anything. The winner is likely walking around with a continental belt, an international belt, and a unified belt. All 3 belts they will be walking around with. Now, which means they will probably defend this belt or that belt or all 3 belts or whatever. And then they'll probably drop one of the belts or defend it in the Continental Classic this year, whoever wins. Hurt Syndicate against Jet Speed and Christian and Nick Wayne. Adam Cole versus Kyle Fletcher for the TNT title. Swerve and Ospreay versus Young Bucks. Young Bucks are putting the EVP titles on the line. Ospreay and Strickland are putting on a world title shot over the next year on the line. If they lose, they can't have one. Men's Casino Gauntlet and Women's Casino Gauntlet, which both of which could conceivably go a long time. Apparently this person says there's a Max Caster Open Challenge. Is that true on 0 Hour? I guess we'll find out soon enough. So that's the lineup for Saturday's show. Darby Allin says he's feeling great after climbing Mount Everest. He said, you know, I thought coming back I was going to be all mangled and it was going to be like snap back because outside of wrestling I skateboard all the time, do all this other crazy stuff. Pretty much as soon as I got back, I was off to a plane to the Bahamas to film Shark Week. It was a whole thing. My body feels great. Mentally, I feel great. That's the coolest thing is I've learned so much inside within myself on that mountain. He said a lot of people in the world of wrestling, they spit you up and they chew you up and spit you out and leave you with nothing. The fact that Tony allowed me to do this, I'm so grateful for him. Obviously, he's not saying when he's going to return. But I haven't really sat down to think exactly how I figure Sunday's match is going to go. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's going to be 8 million people running in for that that Texas Death. But I think that at the end of the day, Darby is probably the one who's going to cost him the match. Because Darby in storyline has been gone since Moxley threw him down that stairwell. We haven't seen him since. And, you know, there was all that talk about who's got that creative control. Does Mercedes have creative control? There was this big argument. And the answer is, what do you mean? It's very much like, you know, I was talking months and months and months ago about, you know, AEW, do they have production meetings or not? And it was this big thing. And the answer is, they do and they don't. It depends on who you ask and what is the definition of a production meeting. If you're talking a traditional production meeting where everybody gets in the same room and they go over the shit, they don't do that. They do not do those in AEW. Tony's idea of a production meeting is, I'll call in this person, then later I'll call in this person, then later I'll call in this person. So the answer is yes and no. In my definition of a production meeting, does AEW have them? No, they don't. In Tony's, yes, they do. So that's the answer. Now, as far as like creative control, what does that mean? Well, does Mercedes have it in her contract that she can ixnay this or that? Or no, she does not. No one does. No one has in their contract that they have control over their storylines. However, you think Mercedes doesn't have control over things that she does? Of course she does. You know, it's obviously Tony's going to make the final call, but she has plenty of influence. Lots of people do. And the reason I bring this up is because, does Jon Moxley have creative control of this storyline? Well, on paper, in writing, no, he doesn't. And, you know, does Tony have final say over everything? Yes, he does. Does Moxley have influence over what he's doing? Yes. And, you know, he's a smart guy. He's been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I often feel like I can kind of see what's going on. Like when this whole thing started, you know, I knew where it was going, which was Moxley's going to run through a lot of guys. The storyline is that he wants people to prove it. And at the end of the day, at the right time, on the right show, with the right guy, somebody's going to beat him. And it was months ago that it became clear that, well, it's happening at All In. And the question is, who's it going to be? And they remember, there were a lot of arguments. Should it be Hangman or should it be Ospreay? I voted Hangman. And ends up it is going to be Hangman. And, you know, All In's coming. Hangman versus Moxley. It's the right day. It's the right time. It's the right guy. It's the right show. So really, all we have to think about is, well, how are they going to do it? And my guess is that how they're going to do it is built into what they've done thus far, who has been involved thus far. And Darby was part of this from the very beginning, and I think he's going to be part of this at the very end. So we're going to find out on Saturday what they do. But I think that in general, that's what you're going to end up seeing happening. People petrified last night that Moxley was going to win because Hangman stood tall at the end of the show. I mean, they had a stare down, but what happened at the end of the show? Hangman did not hit him with his move. You know, they've been teasing that forever. And, you know, to me, that's the finish. Hangman's going to hit him with the buckshot, and he's going to pin him clean in the middle of the ring. Well, he didn't hit the buckshot here on this show. And Marina yanked the guy out of there. He's gone. And Hangman was standing there, but who really stood tall at the end of the show? Swerve. Swerve and Ospreay, they put one over on the Young Bucks. They crushed their limo. They humiliated them. They beat them up. Because at the end of the day, I think it's very clear that Hangman beats Moxley and the Young Bucks are beating Ospreay and Swerve. And they will not get a title shot for the next year, but it will still be fine. There's a lot of things they can do in both singles and as a tag team. So we'll talk about the Dynamite Report here in a moment. Should mention tonight is TNA. Macklin, Mance Warner, Jake something, all for the international title. Masha Slamovich and Lei Ying versus Fatal Influence. And the Nemeths and First Class versus the Rascals and the Hardys. So you can check that out tonight as well. Collision and Impact, both tonight. So it is a very busy night. All right, we've also got, speaking of TNA, Carlos Silva did an interview. And he says they've been working on, we talked about a couple of days ago, he wants to go live 52 weeks a year. Says he's been working on this new deal since the beginning of the year. Accelerated in the last 60 days. He says, I think we could be in a 60 or a 90-day window to get something done. The media landscape is changing every single day. Every week, things are changing. It's never done until the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. But we are working very hard on it. We've been asked by many partners that they'd like it to be live 52 weeks a year. We're talking through how we would do that. Maybe we wouldn't go live in January straight away 52 weeks, but we would certainly lean into that to try to make it happen. Whatever. I don't think you need to do 52 weeks a year, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you're going to be paid X amount of money and they want 52 weeks, well, you got to do 52 weeks live. I would prefer getting that money and doing half the time live. That's the way to do it. Because it doesn't need to be live every week. But that's what they want. Hey, I got a sneeze, so I'm going to go to a break. Observer Live.
Listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Where's this thing right here? Oh, I see. Yeah, a lot of people mentioning, well, it's Texas Death. You can't have a pinfall. Well, the finish is going to involve that buckshot, blokes. Got it? I don't care how you finish after that. If you want to choke him out afterwards, fine. If you want to buckshot him and they count to 10, fine. I will say that's one thing that I'm not a huge fan of in this Texas Death match is that 1-2-3 is a big deal, especially in a building with a lot of people. Fans love counting and they go nuts for that 1-2-3, so I think you should be able to do a pinfall in this match. I think the people would go wild. They'd go wild! Counting to 10? Nah, I don't know about that. Knock him out. I guess we'll see. This person here said, Continental title should be on the line for the first 20 minutes, and then only the international title after that to split up the titles again. God, I can't. Is there any small, minute chance that Stone Cold Steve Austin answers a Max Caster open challenge at All In? No, I would not put any money on that whatsoever unless you don't like your money. Which some people don't. It says, if I buy a Cameo, will you make a voicemail for me? Well, it'd be a voicemail through the Cameo app. I mean, audio quality isn't all that great. And, you know, if it's not offensive or anything, sure, I'll make a voicemail for you. I've done some weird things on Cameo. Not that weird, but you know what I mean? I've had some interesting requests. F4W Online on Cameo. They're only $10. Get yours today. This person here says, Brian, I love your show, and I love Art Bell. Being that you are a gymnast, I was wondering your thoughts on the possibility of replacing the normal wood slats with the spring-loaded wood platforms used by gymnasts. It seems firm enough to run on, but also provides some bounce for bumps. Wondering your thoughts, pro and con. So you're talking about how to make a better ring? Is that what you're asking? So, I know we're supposed to do the dynamite report. I'll try and make this quick. So there are two types of floors that gymnasts train on. One is the tumble track, which is usually made by taking skis of all things. And you lay skis down, like 100 skis, and then you cover that with the deal, and that gives you like big bounce. That'd probably be a little too bouncy for a wrestling ring. I mean, literally, you'd be bouncing like really high up in the air. As far as like a gymnastic spring floor, I used to bump on spring floors all the time, and I liked it. And it's not that different from a wrestling ring. The way that a wrestling ring is made with the cross beams and everything, I mean, you're going to get decent bounce, and depending on how big you are, you might even get more bounce than you would get on a gymnastic spring floor. The difference is the padding. The gymnastic spring floor has a good inch and a half of thick foam padding, and I do think that all wrestling rings, and every wrestling ring is different. I don't know what they use for this, that, or the other. But these inch and a half, 2-inch thick foam deals, and then, you know, on a gymnastics floor, they cover it with a carpet. I don't recommend a carpet because I got so many rug burns when I was wrestling on a gymnastics floor. But if you could get the 1.5 to 2-inch padding and cover that with canvas and then put it on a ring that's got, you know, a good deal of give, you don't want it to bounce too much. You know, because you're going to hurt yourself. You don't want it to bounce too little. You want it to be just right. And I think that would be perfect for every wrestling ring. I might even come back. I don't know about that. This person says, my prediction for Hangman and Moxley at All In is that there is a brand new AEW title belt in the briefcase. And that is the prize from Moxley to someone on the roster who finally stepped up and met his expectations. That actually is a great idea because, like, I presume, and I have no inside information whatsoever, just the way Tony books and, you know, how long Moxley has been doing this. My guess is that when he loses, he's going to go home for a while. And I think that anytime anybody goes home for a while, they come back as like a big time babyface. And it's Moxley. I mean, I don't think people want to boo John Moxley, but they've managed to. He's been a good enough heel that they do. But I think that that's actually a fantastic idea. Because really, if you look at the whole Death Rider storyline, like every promo Moxley does has all been about this place needs to be better and you guys need to step up and you need to take over. And I ain't giving this to anybody. You're going to have to kill me to take it, but the right guy is going to take it. I mean, it's basically he's a babyface. He's doing this for the company. And so I think if this whole thing ended and they open up that briefcase and there's like an incredible brand new championship belt in there, and, you know, he gives it to Hangman and they hug and he leaves. I mean, I think it'd be awesome. I think you could do something like that. All right, some notes from the Dynamite show. We'll do a full review tonight with Vinny on the Brian and Vinny show, as well as this wretched NXT. It opened up with Mercedes and Tony doing a face-to-face, which it was a very good face-to-face. I mean, Tony's great. Mercedes did a good job. I mean, I wouldn't say there was anything where, like, when it was over, it felt like it was significantly more important than it was before this promo. But I think that they did a good job, and it feels like a really big match, and the fans are super into it, and it was good. Then we had Moxley doing a promo about how Hangman didn't have it, but he had one chance. You got one chance, he said, to walk that aisle like it's the last time you ever will. We had a Bandido and Brody King against Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. And excellent match. If you like awesome wrestling, have I got a match for you. Takeshita ended up clobbering Bandido out of midair, hit him with a raging fire, pinned him. So Takeshita pins the Ring of Honor champion ahead of their Ring of Honor title match on Friday. Good basic booking. I liked it. Outrunners video recap and promo about that awesome match with FTR on Collision. Looks like they're getting a push again. So they vow to take out the Outrunners one way or the other. Renee did a promo with FTR and the Patriarchy. They're going to be teaming up on Collision. Ricochet beat Blake Christian, who I don't care what anyone says. Blake is a babyface now, which is actually good because he never wins, but he always looks good, and he's almost always outshining his opponent. And it is okay for a babyface to outshine a heel. It is not okay for a tiny heel to outshine your star babyfaces. So this is a much better role for him. He got killed and beat up, and that was that. They had a segment where MJF is ready to go down for the talkie talk with Mark Briscoe, but he's ready to bring out the Hurt Syndicate with him. He's not going out alone. But then the Hurt Syndicate, they discover that Jet Speed has stolen their belts. And so they're like, we got to go handle this. And so Max is left all alone, and Renee is delighted to alert us that Max will be going out alone. So we had an incredible Okada Omega video package. I'll beat you. I'll hurt you. Maybe I'll kill you, Okada says. They're going to be working that diverticulitis. MJF and Briscoe came out for the talkie talk, and they're both great. And of course, Max makes a comment about how if, by the grace of God, Jay Briscoe could be here tonight, alive again, he'd say to you, chicken, it shouldn't have been me in that accident, it should have been you. I think we all knew this was coming. Mark attacks him, a brawl breaks out, out comes the Hurt Syndicate, but who should make the save but Jet Speed with the belts? And they destroy the Hurt Syndicate. And they beat him down. They smash him. Out comes Christian and Nick. They destroy the Hurt Syndicate. They give Bobby multiple concertos to the knee. The heels are left for dead. And I did see on our board last night, people were saying, yeah, nobody cared, didn't get a lot of heat. Well, you know what? You could argue it was too little too late, but I'm not going to complain because it needed to be done. It probably should have been done earlier, and I'm not going to complain that they actually did it because Hurt Business needed to sell for these guys because nobody thought they had any chance whatsoever. They probably still don't, but it was a good angle, and the Hurt Syndicate selling like that felt very meaningful, so it was good. We had the four-way women's match for number two in the women's gauntlet. Tekla, Ty Mello, Queen Aminata, Megan Bain. Megan speared Aminata, running powerbomb, pinned her. Megan is number two in the gauntlet. And yes, they're going back to Queen Aminata versus Tekla. It's like, there you go. Renee's backstage for that segment. Then we had Samoa Joe and Wheeler Yuta. The fans are chanting, get a haircut at Wheeler. Well, he didn't get a haircut, but he got his legs chopped off. Samoa Joe beat him. And then Gabe Kidd attacked, and that led to the main event segment, which was Hangman, Shibata, Hobbs, and Ospreay against the Young Bucks, Moxley, and Claudio, which was another great match. And Claudio ends up hitting the neutralizer on Shibata. Moxley puts him in the bulldog, gets the submission. Fans are furious. And then we did the big post-match where they're beating everybody down until Swerve shows up outside in this giant tractor-slash-forklift. And he destroys the Young Bucks' car. And all the baby faces come down. They help clear the ring. They tease but do not deliver the buckshot. The Bucks rush outside. Nick is very concerned. How are we going to financially recover from this? He asks. Swerve leaps off the deal. Onto the cement with the stomp. I was like, oh my God, do not break your legs. But he didn't. And he stood tall. And it's him and Ospreay against the Bucks coming up Saturday. I thought as far as a go-home show, to make Saturday feel like one of the biggest shows of the year, I thought they did a great job. Sometimes these go-home shows, they can be kind of hit or miss. Like sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're very talking heavy. Sometimes there's not enough wrestling. I thought this was a great balance of everything. And very much looking forward to Saturday. All the shows. I'm looking forward to all of Saturday. It is going to be a wild day of watching and also doing four shows over the course of one day. It's like a battle of attrition. And you can be there with us, WrestlingObserver.com. At 4wonline.com/new, if you're a new subscriber, you can get half off, or you can sign up for just the podcasts at 4wonline.com/apple, at 4wonline.com/spotify, at 4wonline.com/youtube. And if you send the receipt to shoutout@wrestlingobserver.com, I will give you a shout-out on the Brian and Vinny show. Try to make it 25 words or less, but shout-out at WrestlingObserver.com. Person says, you opened my eyes to the Moxley reign in a whole new way. Guys see people hating on the company, lost the fire, but becomes Michael Jordan because he can say, whoever beats him, prove it. Band together. Anyway, I don't understand all that text message, but I appreciate me opening your eyes to this storyline. I think it's a good storyline. And I think people are starting to figure out that it's worked out great for AEW, this Death Riders deal. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, sometimes I get a text. I never know if someone's trolling me or serious. This person here says, I heard Britt Baker's debuting at Evolution. Is this true? No, she's not. She's not going anywhere. Nothing has changed in the Britt Baker situation. She's not going anywhere. I don't think she's coming back. I guess she could always show up in the gauntlet on Saturday. But far as I know, there's been no change in anything. So do not expect her to be at that show on Sunday. Or as Mercedes said, on Saturday. I mean Sunday! Boy, did they turn on her for that. All right, anything else here in this text message bin? Nope, same question about Britt Baker. No, she will not be there on Sunday's show. All right. Well, here's the plan, everybody. Tonight, it's a Brian and Vinny show for subscribers. F4WOnline.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. And we'll be going over AW and NXT from this week. And we've got 90 minutes to just talk about everything. And those are always fun shows. Tomorrow, it'll be Fun Friday here on this show with Lance Storm, Sports Byline USA. And then Saturday, Vinny and I are going to be doing shows after All In, Saturday Night's Main Event, and Great American Bash. And then I will be also doing a show with Dave late in the evening. And then Sunday, Vinny and I will cover Women's Evolution, and Dave and I will as well. So it is a very, very, very busy weekend. I recommend signing up, sending that shout-out to shout-out at WrestlingObserver.com. Make sure you follow me on X, at Brian Alvarez. Subscribe to my X as well, because there's a lot of stuff coming up there. And it's a pretty fun community of people, so you can check that out as well. And that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.